right. I'd like to take a second here and introduce the guys to you, if you don't mind. Starting back there on the drums, he's been playing with Kingfish since 1985. He did all our Bob Weir shows in the 80s. And he went on to greener pastures in 88, playing with people like Maria Muldaur, Dr. John, Commander Cody, Queen Ida and the Bonton Zydeco Band, most recently Roy Rogers and the Delta Rhythm Kings. But we stole him back for Dead Ringers, and we're glad to have him back. Would you please give a warm round of applause on the drums, Jimmy Sanchez?
Yeah.
And on the bass, he's been playing bass with Kingfish now for about 4 years. And as you saw in the acoustic set, he's a hell of a guitar player too. And we're not the only ones who think so, because he also plays guitar for the New Riders of the Purple Sage. So we've given him the nickname Panama Fred Campbell. And on lead guitar, and I must say, the baddest pedal steel picker this side of Alligator Alley. Hails from Baltimore, Maryland. We met up with this guy in the summer of 87 when we were playing in Telluride, Colorado for the Harmonic Convergence with the Grateful Dead. And I can honestly
harmonica
say...
What? The harmonica what?
Well, Matthew thought it was the Harmonica Virgins, but he found out that there weren't any Harmonica Virgins in town that weekend. So he picked some Harmonica Unvirgins. No, anyway. Best thing that's happened to Kingfish in years. Give it up, please, for Barry Sless.
And up here, front and center on lead vocals and keyboards and also acoustic guitar a little earlier on. Barry's been with Kingfish since its inception in 74, and in the meantime has played with people like Janis Joplin, Paul Stuckey, Poco, Jerry Garcia, and Bob Weir. Please give it up for Barry Flast.
And the elf of Dead Ringers. Elf standing for Endorphin Liberation Front. He made that up. I had nothing to do with it.
Get on the mailing list.
Yeah, really. We'll get to that in a minute. Anyhow, this man goes way back in Grateful Dead history, playing with Jerry Garcia and Robert Hunter in the Wildwood Boys back in 1962 in Palo Alto, before there was a goddamn Grateful Dead.
Good old Grateful Dead.
Sorry. And a few years later, hooking up with Marmaduke and our late buddy Dave Torbert to form the New Riders of the Purple Sage. And these days, a current member in good standing of the Jerry Garcia Acoustic Band. Would you please welcome David Nelson?
Thank you.
And the baby of the group. You heard this man's wonderful work on prepared piano, Hammond organ, harpsichord, and various other goodies on albums like Anthem of the Sun, Awaxamaxua, Live Dead, and of course his many solo CDs, which he even has a few tonight to sell if you want to come see him after the show. He's got a new one on Relics called Nightfall of Diamonds. Would you give it up, please? The only living ex-keyboard player of the Grateful Dead, Tom Constantin! Dawn, what'd you do with our mailing list? Well, somewhere out there, Dawn has our mailing list. You guys wanna get signed up for it? We're gonna be coming back this way probably in the fall, maybe October or something. So you can get our newsletter and find out all the news about Dead Ringers and Kingfish and the new writers and everybody else. And speaking of the new writers, I think David's gonna do his biggest hit ever right here for you. But he's gonna do it with a little twist.